welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, bringing you programs from radio's yesteryear. I'm your host, Mark Levanier, with you for an hour of science fiction. Later in the hour, we enjoy Dimension X with the story Pebble in the Sky by Isaac Asimov. But right now, it's Robert Sheckley's tale, Skulking Permit, on X-1. This NBC broadcast first heard on February 15th, 1956.
Countdown for blastoff. X-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X-minus 1, fire. From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future. Adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company presents
X-1.
Tonight's story, Skulking Permit, by Robert Sheckley.
August 16th, year 2204. 2, Central Colonial Administrative Authority, Alpha Centauri Sector. From Colonial Contact Inspector 37. Subject, Planet New Delaware. Following the procedure outlined in manual for contact with lost colonies, open communication by interstellar radio with New Delaware. This is the first contact established in 200 years. And proceeding on overdrive for personal investigation, situation on New Delaware appears unconventional, to say the least.
Hi. Hi there. Hi, Billy.
Hi, Tom. Got no time for talking this morning. Got to get this sign up.
It's a real pretty sign. No aliens allowed within city limits. What's an alien?
Beats me. The mayor told me to put it up. He says to me, Billy Painter, you're chief of police, so I want you to paint me a big sign and set it right in front of the town hall.
Aliens. Aliens. Oh, it's a real pretty word.
Billy Painter, I thought I told you.
Take it easy, Mayor. I put the sign up.
It's not that. It's the church.
I painted it just like you told me.
I know, but you painted it wrong.
I painted that church with a nice bright red. What's wrong with that?
I looked it up. It's a little red schoolhouse, not church house. Churches are supposed to be white.
Can't keep track of them all. Schoolhouse, church house, jail, post office. Got along fine enough in New Delaware for 200 years without them.
I know, but we need them now, and we haven't got much time. Where are the carpenter boys?
I saw Sam and Marv over at Ed Beer's Tavern.
Well, Billy, you go down there and tell them that they've got to build us a little schoolhouse, and you paint it red. It's very important.
Mayor, when do I get a police chief badge? I read that a police chief always gets a badge.
Make yourself one. Now go on.
All right, then.
Oh, it sure is hot here. I don't know why the inspector couldn't have come in winter. Oh, Tom Fisher.
Yeah?
Tom, I've got a job for you, a very important job.
Well, now, look, Mayor, I'm on vacation. Fish won't be back in these waters.
No vacation, not now. He's due any day. Tom, how would you like to be a criminal?
I don't know. What's a criminal?
Well, come over to my house and I'll explain. I've got to appoint a criminal, and it looks to me like you're it. You don't mind sitting right next to the interstellar radio, do you? I'm waiting for a call.
Thought that thing was broken.
No, it wasn't broken. My father told me always to leave the monitor on recording in case. Just didn't seem to be anybody calling, not for 200 years. Not since that war back on Earth. It's time now. You just listen, Tom. They said that they would call just at this time.
New Delaware, do you hear me? New Delaware, come in immediately.
Yes, we hear you. He's very touchy.
This is Colonial Inspector 37. As I told you in my broadcast yesterday, there's been no contact with the outer colonies for some centuries due to unsettled conditions here. Well, that's over, except for a little mopping up. Now, New Delaware is still a colony of Earth and subject to her laws. But Do you acknowledge that status?
Oh, yes. We called a town meeting last night and talked it all over. We're still loyal to Earth.
Excellent. That saves us the trouble of sending an expeditionary force to reconquer you. However, as Colonial Contact Inspector, I will be obliged to make a personal investigation to make sure that you conform fully to the customs, institutions, and traditions of Imperial Earth.
Imperial? That's funny. All the books talk about Earth as a united democracy.
Well, a lot can change in 200 years. And, of course, there's been a war.
Do you hear me, New Delaware?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. We hear you.
You realize, of course, there is room for only one intelligent species in the universe. Man. All others must be suppressed, wiped out. We can tolerate no aliens. I'm sure you understand, General.
I'm not a general. I'm a mayor.
You're in charge, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Then you're a general. Running an Earth colony, General, with no radical departures from the norm, such as free will, free speech, free elections, or anything else on the proscribed list. It is impossible to administer an empire where everyone does as he pleases. Get your colony in order, General. I will call to inspect you in exactly 1 week. That is all.
Well, you see how it is, Tom. Now, Tom, about your job, I'm appointing you town criminal.
I don't see why there has to be a criminal.
That's a very important part of Earth society. All the books say so, Tom. The criminal is as important as the postman or the police chief. He works against society. If you don't have people working against society, how can you have people working for it? How can there be any more important job?
Well, I don't want to do it.
Now, be reasonable, Tom. Put yourself in my position. This inspector comes and he meets Billy Painter, our police chief. He asks to see the jail. Then he says, no prisoners? How can I hold my head up and tell him that we don't have any crime? No crime, he'll say. But Earth colonies always have crime. Don't you see that, Tom? Right there, the whole thing falls through. He'll see that we're not truly Earth-like. We're faking it. We're aliens. And you heard what he said about being rough on aliens.
Well, yeah, but why me?
Can't spare anyone else. And you've got narrow eyes. Criminals always have narrow eyes.
Well, they aren't that narrow.
Tom, please, we're all doing our part. You want to help now, don't you?
Oh, I suppose so.
Fine, you're our criminal. Here, I've got this paper all made out for you, just to make it legal.
Skulking permit.
Know all men by these presents that Tom Fisher is a duly authorized thief and murderer. He is hereby required to skulk in dismal alleys, haunt places of low repute, and to break the law.
What's the law?
I'll let you know as fast as I make them up. All Earth colonies have laws.
Well, what do I do?
You steal and kill. Look, I'll give you a couple of books on it. Steal as much as you like. One murder should be enough. Don't overdo it.
Well, don't sound sensible somehow.
Well, you can work up to it, Tom. Why don't you start off easy, like by haunting a place of low repute?
Hello, Tom. I hear you're our official criminal now.
That's right. I have a beer.
How's it going?
Well, I've been studying. I can't put my finger on it yet.
Hey, did you get the weapons Mary Carpenter sent over?
Yeah, a hatchet, a spear, two knives, and a blackjack.
Uh-huh.
I stuck myself with a spear, Ed. The whole thing ain't sensible to me. I can't figure out what's the purpose of crime. What do people get out of it?
Here's the beer. I tried a new route this time. Tell me how you like it.
Very dry. Less filling.
How come you ain't out thieving now, Tom?
Oh, I'm planning. My permit says I have to haunt places of low repute, and that's why I'm here.
Well, this ain't no place of low repute.
You serve the worst meals in town.
I know. My wife can't cook. But there's a real friendly atmosphere here. The folks like it, Tom.
It's all changed, Ed. I'm making this tavern my headquarters. It's now a criminal lair.
Try to keep a nice place and a lot of thanks you get.
Hi, Tom. You steal anything yet?
Oh, well, not yet, Mary, no.
I'll have a paracula, Ed. Don't worry, Tom. You'll catch on. If anyone in this village can learn, you can.
Sure, we got confidence in you, Tom.
Why don't you steal something right now, Tom? Go ahead.
Well, suppose I could.
I brought some geefers in my basket. They're real ripe. You could steal those.
Well, they are nice-looking geefers, Mary. Real tasty.
Go ahead, Tom. Steal it.
Well, I... These are nice-looking geefers. Mind if I take one out of the light and look at it?
No, Tom, you go right ahead.
Now, just a minute there.
Hi, Billy, what do you have?
I'm on official police business. What were you doing with that geefer, Tom?
Just looking at it.
I don't think you were just looking at it, Tom. I think you were planning on stealing it. You're a suspicious character. I think I better lock you up for further questioning.
No, Billy. What are you doing?
I'm doing my duty, Mayor. Tom here is looking mighty suspicious. The book says...
I know what the book says. I gave you the book. You can't go arresting Tom, not yet.
But there's no other criminal in the village.
Oh, Billy, don't you understand? This village needs a criminal record. Acting suspiciously isn't a crime.
All right, but I was just trying to do my job. I'll still get you, Tom. Remember, crime does not pay.
Hey, that's a real slick way of putting it, isn't it?
I thought it was kind of catchy. I read it in the book.
Well, Tom, go ahead now. Steal something.
Well, I'm not in the mood anymore.
You better get to it soon, and don't forget the murder.
Is it really necessary?
Oh, I wish it weren't, but this colony has been here for over 200 years, and we haven't had a single murder. Not one.
Well, I suppose we should have one. No, I'll take care of it.
Good boy, Tom. We're counting on you. Billy, I want you to paint up a couple hundred signs saying private property, no trespassing, violators will be prosecuted, and a dozen saying speed limit 35 miles an hour.
Why? All we got is those quag horses, and they won't go faster than a walk.
Never mind. You got to have a speed limit. It's civilized. Well, that's the last of the signs, Billy. You might as well get some sleep.
Aren't you going home, Mayor?
No, I've got to get out to Fred Farmer's. I appointed him postmaster since nobody ever sends letters around here. I promised to help him write all those letters.
Well, good night, Mayor. I guess I better be making my rounds.
Good night, Billy.
Who's that? Tom? Tom Fisher? You out thieving? Who's there? Don't move, or I'll shoot. Hey, Tom, come back.
Hey, what's going on out there? What's all the racket?
It's the town criminal, Ed. I think I heard him robbing your house.
Yeah?
He's made his getaway now. But don't you worry. I'll get him yet.
All right, but get him in the morning, will you? Some of us are trying to sleep.
Morning, Marv. How's the schoolhouse coming?
Fair. Would have come along better if I had my saw.
Your saw?
Yeah. I left it leaning against my door last night. Wasn't there this morning, Tom.
Oh, yeah, your saw. Well, you know how it is, Marv. I had to practice some skulking last night.
Yeah, sure. Say, do you suppose I could use the saw for a while, just for an hour or two?
Well, I don't know. It's legally stolen, you know.
Well, I'd give it back. I wouldn't keep anything that was legally stolen.
Well, it's in the house with the rest of the loot.
Okay, I'll go borrow it then.
Tom, I've been looking for you.
Morning, Mayor.
Did you steal my bronze plaque?
I certainly did.
Oh, well, I was just wondering. You did it just in time. You see up there?
What?
Up there, the black dot near the rim of the sun.
Oh, what is it?
Well, I'll bet it's the inspector's ship. You got your murder planned? Time is running short, Tom. The inspector may land any hour now. That darn radio's been yapping at me something about a revolt at Deng Four, and all Earth colonies are to prepare for conscription, whatever that is. So let's get that killing over with.
I don't know, though. Murder...
Now, look, Tom. Criminals on Earth commit dozens of murders a day and think nothing of it. All this village wants of you is one little killing. Is that too much to ask? Now, who will it be, Tom?
I guess I'll kill George Waterman.
Why?
Why? Why not?
What's your motive?
I thought you just wanted a murder. Who said anything about a motive?
We can't have a fake murder. On Earth, every murderer has a motive.
Well, I don't like the way George walks, never did, and he's noisy.
No. That might be good enough for a crime of passion, but you're a legal criminal. Tom, you're ruthless, cold-blooded, and cunning. You can't kill someone just because you don't like the way he walks. That's silly.
I better think the whole thing over.
Well, don't take too long. Oh, and Tom, don't forget to leave clues. They're very important.
Have another beer, Tom.
I don't mind if I do.
Hey, how do you like the way I fixed the tavern over? I hung up dirty curtains, you know? That makes it a dismal retreat. Because I figured if this was going to be your headquarters, it ought to be a real criminal's lair. How do you like the bloodstains on the floor?
That's only Billy Painter's root berry red paint.
Oh, I know, but it looks like bloodstains. Hey, how's the murder coming?
Oh, not so good. Oh, I've been thinking about it, Ed. You realize I'm supposed to kill somebody? I'm supposed to make somebody cease to exist. I mean, like, take Marv Carpenter. Here he is today working on a schoolhouse, big fella. Now, if I kill him, well, he wouldn't work anymore. I've been trying to imagine it. Marv Carpenter lying on the ground with his eyes glaring open and his mouth twisted and never going to hold a piece of wood in his hands again or never going to sing a song or have a beer or anything. What just made me kind of sick. I mean, I could go on with the thieving, but murder...
Yeah, I know, but Tom, it's your job. It's for the good of the village.
Murder. I better have another beer. Hey, what's that?
That must be the inspector's ship landing. Come on, let's go see.
Perimeter guard, advance. Set up portable generators and rocket launchers. All personnel restricted to immediate area of the ship. Sidearms to be worn at all times. And guards at battle station.
Welcome to New Delaware.
Thank you, General. I'm the inspector. This is Mr. Grant, my political advisor.
Is this the capital of the colony?
Well, I'm afraid there's only this village on the whole of New Delaware.
Only one? Now, Grant, I told you when we surveyed the planet we were wasting our time.
Patience, patience. There's always an advantage in every situation.
If you gentlemen are ready...
Ready?
You're going to inspect our village, aren't you?
Inspect? I can see it all.
Why, of course, General. We're ready. Let's inspect your village.
You see, we've got it all. Jail, post office, church, little red schoolhouse. Oh, we're very normal. Very earthy.
Grant, I have my efficiency rating to think of. This place is worthless. No smelting, no heavy industry, no atomics, no taxation, no... No, they don't have anything.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Inspector. If you'll excuse us, General.
Of course.
I'll be downgraded at the next colonial board. Why, this place is a utopia. It's subversive. We ought to blow it right out of the sky.
Now, don't be despondent, Inspector.
But this whole trip is a total waste of time.
Not entirely. New Delaware has a very important commodity for us.
What? You saw them? Hulking peasants? Nothing but farmers.
Yes, strong, healthy farmers. Good cannon fodder.
But...
Oh. Oh.
Let me take over. General.
Yes, sir?
How many able young men are there in the village between the ages of 15 and 60?
Why?
You see, General, Imperial Earth is engaged in a war. The colonies in Deng Four are revolting against the authority of Mother Earth.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
We need good, healthy fighting men. Our reserves are depleted.
We wish to give all loyal colonists a chance to fight for Mother Earth. We're sure you won't refuse.
Hmm.
Most colonies welcome a little conscription. Cleanses the blood. Reduces crime.
Crime? Oh, I thought that would come up. We've taken care of that. I appointed...
Now, you see, Grant... 60, 70, perhaps 100 recruits. Not such a waste of time coming here at all.
Perhaps not.
Sergeant, detail a squad of 50 men armed with portable heat generators to post a guard in the village. All right, Mr. Mayor. Suppose we go talk this problem over.
Tom, you out there?
Yeah. I've been skulking out here all day. I'm hungry.
Well, I brought you supper. The mayor sent you a message, Tom. He said to hurry up at the murder. He's been stalling the inspector and that nasty little Grint man, but they're going to ask him. They're sure to.
All right. And I'll get around to it. Tonight. Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, hello, Tom. What are you doing?
Well, you said there had to be a murder, so
I'm... Now, wait. I didn't mean me. It can't be me.
Well, why not?
Well, for one thing, somebody has to talk to the inspector. He's waiting for me. Someone has to
Billy
show him how to...
Billy can do that. You think a knife would be more fatal in the heart or in the throat? Well, nothing personal, of course.
Wait. If there's nothing personal, then you have no motive.
Oh.
Well, I guess I could think of one. I've been pretty sore about you appointing me town criminal.
It was the mayor who appointed you, wasn't it?
Well, sure.
Then look, I'm not a mayor anymore. I'm a general. Look, it's stars, gold braid.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, you missed the ceremony this afternoon, Tom. Inspector said I had to wear a general's uniform. It was a very friendly ceremony. All the Earthmen were grinning. They were winking at me and at each other.
Oh, congratulations. But you were the mayor when you appointed me criminal, so my motive still holds.
Yes, but killing a general isn't murder. It's mutiny.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's just that I've read up on it, and you haven't. Well, I better get back. The inspector wants a lot of the men that he can draft.
Are you sure this murder is necessary?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Just not me.
No luck, huh, Tom?
Oh, I just can't do it. Ed, I can't kill anybody in the village. I grew up with them. I've worked with them. I've drunk root beer with them. I don't have any motive for killing any of them.
I know, but you do have to commit a murder, Tom. You don't want to let the village down.
But I can't kill the people I've known all my life.
No, I suppose not.
Wait. Wait a minute. I got an idea. Ed, suppose I kill the inspector.
Well, what's your motive?
Oh, it would be a very terrible crime. I'd be killing for glory, for fame, for notoriety. And it'll show Earth how earthy New Delaware really is. Why, they'll say crime is so bad here that a criminal actually killed their inspector on the very first day.
Tom, that's just the sort of thing a master criminal would do.
Oh, you think it's a good idea, huh?
I think it's great, Tom. But how are you going to do it?
Well, one of those soldiers got drunk in a bottle of your Keebler juice and dropped his gun. I picked it up.
Oh, is that a gun?
Yeah, you push this button here.
Hey, look out!
I'm sorry, Ed.
Now I'll have to get the carpenter boys to fix that hole in the roof.
Oh, well, I'll be careful.
Did you kill the soldier?
Of course not. No point in killing the wrong man. Well, I better get going. I'll wait for him on the path between the mayor's house and the ship.
Good luck, Tom.
Thanks.
Three, four. Keep in line there.
Ah, what a sloppy crew. All left feet.
Well, it's a nice night's work. With those landing parties dying like flies, we can use every new man we can get.
Shh, don't say that.
What, are you afraid the mayor will hear me? Don't be ridiculous. It's a completely passive population. Sheep-like, obedient.
Look at them. No two of them in step.
Well, what do you expect from backward agrarians? Wait till those sergeants get hold of them at the base. They'll whip them into first-class fighting men in no time.
Halt! Stand and deliver!
What the...
Why, it's Tom.
Hands up, Inspector. I got you covered. Now, the rest of you, drop your guns and move out of the way.
What? Now, see here.
Now, go on, now, drop those guns.
Now, what's the meaning of this?
And who are you?
Tom Fisher. I'm the town criminal. I'm going to kill the inspector. Now, please, move out of the way.
Criminal? So that's what the mayor was prattling about.
Now, I know we haven't had any murders in 200 years, but I'm changing that now. Now, move out of the way.
Well, I suppose I'd better get out of the line of fire.
No, wait a minute. Wait.
Now, don't move. I know just how to do it. I've been thinking about it. Now, I'll push this button, and you'll die. You'll fall down on the path, and your eyes will open, and your mouth twisted, and no air going in and out of your lungs, and no beat to your heart, and I can't do it. Here's your gun. Take it. I don't want it.
Quick, after him. Sergeant, take a squad and search the forest.
Take it easy, Inspector. This whole planet is forest. 10,000 men couldn't find him if he doesn't want to be.
But I'll have him hanged on the spot.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Sergeant, have the entire ship's company turned out. General, I want all your people out looking for him. Shoot on sight. Kill him instantly.
Oh, we couldn't do that. Although we appreciate the compliment.
What? That man...
He's a criminal. That's what I'm trying to explain. I appointed him. We had to have one.
You what?
You mean you had no criminals?
I'm afraid not. Oh, I'm terribly ashamed. You see, we knew how uncivilized we were, and that's why we did it. I'm dreadfully embarrassed that Tom couldn't handle the job.
Well, why did you give the assignment to that particular man?
Well, I figured if anyone could kill, Tom could. He's a fisherman, you know. Pretty gory work. Oh.
And he wasn't able to kill the inspector.
Well, we just haven't had to kill anything for 200 years except fish. The only animals on New Delaware are small grass eaters, and they're not good to eat, so we never kill any of them.
Then the rest of you would be equally unable to kill?
We wouldn't even get as far as Tom did.
I want that man found.
Forget about it, Inspector.
What?
We'd better get away from here. You want men in our army who can't kill?
Oh.
Think of it. The morale problem.
Oh.
The possibility of infection. One man in a key position endangering a key ship or maybe a whole fleet because he can't kill. It isn't worth the risk, Inspector.
Yes, sir. I see what you mean.
Order your troops back to the ship. We'll take off at once.
Tom, you can come out now. Tom, they're gone.
He's hiding around here somewhere, Mayor.
Yeah. Tom!
Here I am.
I'm sorry. I bungled it.
Well, don't feel bad about it. It was an impossible job.
I'm afraid it was. I thought that just possibly you could swing it, but you can't be blamed, Tom. There's not another man in the village who could have done the job even as well.
What are we going to do with all those buildings, Mayor? The jail, the post office, the little red schoolhouse, the church?
Well, I think we'll build a playground for the kids with swings and slides and sandboxes for them.
Another playground?
Surely, why not?
Well, I guess I won't be needing my skulking permit anymore.
No, I guess not. Oh, well, we did our best.
I had the chance, then I let you all down.
It's not your fault, Tom. Look how long it took Earth to get civilized. Thousands of years. And we were trying to do it in 2 weeks.
Well, we'll just have to go back to being uncivilized.
Yeah.
Well, we better get back to the village. Looks like rain.
Well, soon I'll start fishing again. Say.
What is it, Tom?
Well, it's too late now, but it's too bad I didn't think of it before. I might have been able to go through with it.
Think of what, Tom?
I think I could have done it. If I'd only had the sense to think of the inspector as a fish. Well, it's too late now. Guess he's just a big one. It got away.
Tonight by transcription, X-1 has brought you Skulking Permit, written by Robert Sheckley and adapted for radio by Ernest Canoy.
X-1 on Tuned to Yesterday from February 15, 1956 on NBC. The show proved popular and was repeated again on Independence Day 1957. It's an hour of sci-fi on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark LeVillier. And now from the prolific author Isaac Asimov, we hear the story Pebble in the Sky. Adapted on Dimension X, this NBC broadcast stars Santos Ortega and Susan Douglas from June 17, 1951 on NBC.
Adventures in time and space, transcribed in future tense.
Dimension X.
The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Street and Smith, publishers of astounding science fiction, bring you Dimension X. The civilization of the galaxy spread across 200 million worlds. The black void of space swarmed with the ships of the Empire. But far off the trade routes, almost forgotten, lay the dying planet Earth. A backwater in galactic culture, a place of exile, a pebble in the sky. I landed on Earth, on the one spot which I would have called civilized, a patch along the desolate heights of the Himalayas that surrounded the palace of the Imperial Governor of Earth.
Dr. Bell Avardhan of Sirius Sector. That's a familiar name.
Perhaps you've seen it in the Galactic Archaeological Journal, my Lord Ennis.
Me? No, I'm a soldier, not a scientist. It was a newspaper article. You gave an interview about your expedition to Earth. I suppose you want to start digging. Whatever can you find on this miserable heap of rubble?
I don't consider Earth a miserable heap, my Lord. It's absolutely unique in the galaxy.
Unique?
It's the only inhabited planet that is radioactive.
It's a pig pen.
Yes, I know. But this planet is inhabited.
Biologists have proven that on a radioactive world, high forms of life cannot develop.
High forms? The rest of the galaxy hates the Earthmen, and they return it with interest.
I don't think you understand. I'm not intolerant of anyone, and that even includes Earthmen. My theory is that life on Earth originated before it was radioactive.
Ah, there's a story like that in the Earth lore of the ancients.
I know, I've read it.
Oh? I wouldn't admit that here if I were you, Dr. Avordan. It's forbidden for outsiders to read it. The Earthmen get pretty violent about their religion.
Do you mean the Imperial police power here is defective?
It is, in case of sacrilege. Well, now, what do you actually want to prove?
That man originated in prehistoric times on Earth before space travel and spread to the other planets.
What? Are you seriously suggesting that at one time Earth was the only inhabited planet and that man descended from Earthmen?
There's a chance it might be so.
You'll change your mind when you see them, Doctor. I'm not an anti-terrestrial, but as far as I can see, they're lazy and ignorant and generally inferior to us. I'm as liberal as the next man, but it's a fact. Once an Earthman, always an Earthman.
I booked passage to the city of Chica on an Earth line. My fellow passengers seemed ordinary enough, but I was conscious of being alone among Earthmen. I beg your pardon. Could you tell me what's going on there?
Sure. You see that couple? They've been married 40 years. It's their anniversary.
Yes, sir. 40 years. Hey, Mother? It seems like yesterday. Just like yesterday.
Hey, when are you folks scheduled for the 60th?
In a month. 16th of November.
Well, I hope you have a nice day for it. My father reached his 60 in a pouring rain. Kept complaining we were getting soaked. So I told him, what are you complaining about, Dad? I've got to come back.
Now, this 60 they're talking about, are they referring to their 60th birthday?
Sure. That's when they put you away. Euthanasia. It's a custom. Can't have people living on. Eats up all the food. That's right, isn't it, Pop?
Yes, sir. Mother's coming with me when I reach the 60. She's not due for a couple of months, but she thinks we might as well go together.
Yeah, that's the spirit. There's many a man living past the 60. Sneaks, stealing the food from the next generation. A guy should go when it's his time.
Yes, but suppose
it's only fair to... Hey, where are you from?
I beg your pardon?
Asking all them questions.
Yes. Who are you? A spy? Where are you from?
I'm Bel Abaddon, from Baron, Sirius Sector.
Oh, an outsider, huh?
Come on, we'll go forward. Did you hear that, Mother? An outsider.
I burned with indignation. Earthmen treating me like an outcast. Earthmen. When we landed, I followed my intention of observing the human animal, subspecies Earth, in its native habitat. In this case, a large department store. Perhaps I resembled a floor walker, for a young Earth girl came up to me and asked a question.
Pardon me. It's my father. He's about 5'4". He wears eyelashes. I think he had on a brown coat.
I'm afraid I don't remember seeing anyone.
But they followed me here. I've got to find him.
Are you in trouble, miss?
No. No, it's nothing, really. I'm sorry I bothered you.
Attention. Attention, please.
What's that?
All patrons of the store will kindly leave by the 5th Street exit. This store is being evacuated for radiation fever quarantine.
What's all this about?
They're after me. It isn't really radiation fever at all.
Who's after you?
How am I going to get out of here? They'll be checking registration cards at the door.
Haven't you got one?
Yes, but it has my name on it. I don't know what to do.
Come on.
But you don't even know me.
I don't know anybody here. But you're an interesting species. Personally. This way.
Share your own car. Come on. Step along. Step along. Next. Check. Wait a minute. Polish check?
Yes, sir.
Stand right there.
Look here, officer.
Are you with her?
Yes, but you'd better find out who I am.
Later. Stand over there. Next. Come on. There you are.
What is it now?
The Imperials.
Are you afraid of them?
Of course.
Don't worry about the outsiders, Miss Schecht. I'll handle them.
Oh, no, don't try anything. Don't talk to them at all. Just do what they say. Don't even look at them.
We'll see. Here they are.
All right, now. You, guard.
Yes, sir?
I'm Lieutenant Cloudy, Imperial Garrison. Who's got the fever?
If it please your honor.
Not so close, idiot. You might be infected. I'll take over. You, Worthy. What's your name? Speak up, squaw.
Paula Schecht, sir.
Your registration papers?
Here you are, sir.
Thank you. All right, now. Pick them up. Go on.
Say, look here now.
What did you say, Earthy?
If you please, sir. This man has nothing to do with me. I never saw him before.
What did you say?
I don't like the way you treat women. And I'd advise you to improve your manners.
And where have you been brought up, Earthy? Here's lesson number one.
Why, you...
My arm! Let's go! Sergeant, neuronic whip!
Oh, no, no!
Yes, sir.
You're all right now.
What happened?
They gave you full power and the neuronic whip.
Where are we?
The military base. Oh, you should.
Is that... Oh.
Well, Dr. Avedon, we seem to have had an unpleasant contretemps in the city this afternoon.
Unpleasant? I should put it stronger, Colonel. As a free citizen of the Empire, I had every right to resent such illegal treatment.
I consider the whole incident unfortunate, Doctor. Don't you think it would be best to forget the whole matter?
I think not. I have an appointment in a week with the procurator.
Procurator, huh?
What do you intend doing with Miss Schecht?
What would you suggest, sir? I had...
Free her immediately. And offer her your apologies.
Of course. If the young lady will accept my sincere regrets, I will give the order for your release immediately.
Turned us loose.
Of course.
You must be very important. I never heard of the outsiders being that polite to an Earthman before.
I'm not an Earthman, Paula.
What?
I'm an archaeologist from the outside.
Oh. Well, then you stood up to the soldiers because you knew it was safe all along. And I thought... Oh, I should have known.
Paula, does my not being an Earthman make me any different from 5 minutes ago?
You might have told me, sir.
If you don't mind, don't call me, sir. Don't be like the rest of them.
Like the rest of whom, sir? The rest of the disgusting animals that live on Earth?
Please.
If you'll excuse me, sir, I must leave.
Now, wait. Paula. Listen to me. Paula. I had access to the garrison files, and to satisfy idle curiosity, I indexed Paula Schecht. Her father was a Dr. Mikhail Schecht, biologist, and against his name was a black star with a notation, condemned in absentia. Charge, evading the 60. That was why she was afraid. So I sent a note asking her to meet me in the North Park after dark.
Paula, over here.
Dr. Avedon?
Sit down.
Oh, I want you to understand. I wouldn't have come except...
I understand. I've seen your father's record.
You know about it.
I looked into it, Paula. There doesn't seem to be much that can be done about the 60s.
Oh, it isn't that. It's not for my father. It's for the whole galaxy.
What is it?
Earth is going to revolt.
No. All of it?
Oh, don't laugh at
me. Paula... The galaxy has a volume of several million cubic light years. It contains 200 million inhabited planets. Earth has a population of only 20 million. And no resources. What can Earth do?
I don't know, Doctor, but my father does. He's told me that Earth knows a way by which it can wipe out all outside life and... Wait. Listen.
Hmm?
Someone coming. Park Patrol. Quick, kiss me. Hmm? Don't be stupid. Kiss me. They won't suspect anything.
Oh, yes, of course.
Gone. It's all right. Now come with me. I'll take you to my father.
Dr. Avedon, this is a pleasure. I have read your articles in the journal. It is hard to get copies. Our neighbors don't care to trade with Earth. It's part of the nearly insoluble problem of anti-terrestrialism.
No one seems to want a solution. Earthmen and outsiders alike?
Oh, no, that is not true. There is a way of preserving our culture and living as equals in a larger society. But the zealots don't think so.
The zealots?
Yes. They rule Earth now. They are a small minority, but they have power. They have plans.
They planned the revolt, Paula told me?
Yes.
I see. Well, why didn't you report this to the Imperial Garrison?
The Society of Earth Ancients have guarded me too well. Besides, they had a hold on me. I am 62. You know the customs of Earth.
The 60 years.
They allowed me to live on. The price was silence about the weapon.
You agreed to this?
I wanted to live.
What is this weapon?
You are aware of Earth's peculiar environment, the radioactivity?
Yes.
Over the years, we Earthmen have built up certain immunities to radiation burns, for one.
But it's a minute difference. I measured it experimentally.
Oh, but, Doctor, human life is not the only form affected by radiation and mutation. There is microscopic life, bacteria, viruses. We have been searching out such a virus, one to which Earthmen have developed a high degree of immunity, but not outsiders.
You mean a particular disease?
Yes. Common fever. It is a mild children's disease here, like chickenpox or German measles. But to outsiders, it is radiation fever. Symptoms develop in 2 hours. Lips are so badly affected that the victim cannot talk, and in 2 days, he dies.
They've isolated this virus?
Tons of it, in crystalline form.
And they plan to let this loose in the galaxy?
By means of guided missiles. Then frightened refugees will carry the disease across space. Billions will die.
You're sure about this? You have proof?
I worked on the project.
We've got to get to the procurator. I can catch the evening train.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Open up.
There should have been an alarm.
We've got to get out. Is there a back
entrance?
Open
up there.
Don't move. Hands in front of you.
What's the meaning of this? I demand...
Shut up!
I'm a galactic citizen. You've got no right to detain me without legal authority.
I am an Earthman, but I think you'll find I am all the authority needed at this moment, Dr. Avedon. I am Balkas, the High Minister of Earth.
The High Minister? What are you doing?
I always look after distinguished visitors personally.
Avedon does not know anything.
I doubt that, Dr. Schecht. We will proceed now to the Hall of Correction.
You can't do this. When the procurator...
The procurator will hear nothing until it is too late. The guided missiles will be fired tonight at 12. Guard, if they make a false move...
Keep them covered, guard.
Right.
Paula, can you scream? There, coming down the street. Imperial Patrol.
Oh, it's no use.
Do what I say. Scream.
Go ahead.
Ah! Stop! The window there!
Hold it. They're outsiders.
You're right.
That's the Imperial Patrol.
All right, Earthy. What's going on here?
Good morning, Sergeant.
Sir? Earthy?
You don't understand. I'm Balkas, the Lord High Minister of Earth.
Listen, Earthy, I don't care who you are. What's going on?
Yes, sir. We've arrested these people.
What charge?
Blasphemy.
All right, get moving.
Thank you.
Sergeant.
What do you want, Earthy?
I'm a galactic citizen. I demand the right...
You? May we proceed, sir?
Listen, Sergeant. I've something more to say to you.
What?
This.
No Earthy's going to get away with this.
Get a squad car.
But, Sergeant, I'm the Lord Minister of Earth.
Tell him about it at the Imperial Barracks. Now move, all of you, before I give you a shot of the whip.
I tell you, I'm a citizen of the Empire.
Listen.
I can prove it. You'll get into a lot of trouble if you don't believe me.
I'll admit no Earthy would dare spit in my face.
It was the only way I could get to the garrison. I insist on seeing the officer of the day.
I sent for him. You better have a good story. Attention!
That easy. Which one of you claims he's a citizen of the Empire?
I am.
Barrett's the one from the store.
You, eh? The smart louse that broke my arm. Well, well, well.
I've got to see the colonel, Lieutenant.
Now, Dr. Avedan, I could hardly do that unless it's important.
It is important. It's life and death for the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Come here. Closer. Oh, it's too bad I've got to save you for the colonel.
What?
He'll see you at 5:30, his orders.
You knew all along.
Sure. Come on, Earthy lover.
I'm afraid you're in serious trouble, Dr. Avedan. The man you're accusing is the High Minister for Earth.
I know, but I have proof.
Well?
I can only speak to the procurator. You've got to contact him.
There are channels, Dr. Avedan.
We haven't time for channels. I have the details of the plot from Dr. Schecht. You've got to let me speak to the procurator.
I've already advised him of your arrest. He's flying in. You'd better be able to prove what you say. If you don't, we'll have to hand you back to the native authorities and their courts, now notoriously savage.
Well, Avedan, I've called you here with His Excellency, the High Minister for Earth.
My lord, this man is behind the whole plot.
Is he?
There's no time to lose. I've explained to you about the virus. They're shooting off the guided missiles at 12. You've got to take action.
Well, Your Excellency. My lord, if this man has any evidence...
You admitted it this afternoon. Well,
you have no witness to that.
Ask Dr. Schecht. He worked on the virus.
I wouldn't say that Schecht lied, my lord, but he is a criminal wanted for evading the 60, and some men will invent any story to avoid death.
The deadline is midnight. You've got to bomb those temples where the launching sites are.
Perhaps I can explain. According to my information, Dr. Avedan seems to have succumbed to a certain Earth girl, the daughter of the unfortunate Dr. Schecht. Is this true, Avedan?
What has that got to do with it? There isn't any time. You've got
to do... Dr. Avedan, are you in love with that girl?
Yes, yes. Will you listen to
me? I don't think we need pursue this any further. Your Excellency, I shall order you released with an apology.
No.
Dr. Avedan, I can hardly believe a degenerate who fraternizes with Earth women.
You scum, you pot-bellied scum.
I warn you, Avedan, you're in trouble enough.
I'm in trouble. You fool, you stupid, blind, bigoted fool. You're destroying the galaxy. You're murdering them all. But before I die, I'll have the pleasure of smashing your fat, oily face in the...
Go! Guard! Get the whip!
Oh. Belle, are you all right?
Well, what time is it?
1:30. Past the deadline. It's all over. Lord Ennius released the High Minister with an apology.
Doesn't matter. The Empire can wipe Earth out. It won't save any lives. The virus must have been spread here, too. Earthmen are immune, but outsiders...
There. You're an outsider.
Yes.
Oh.
I am. We're paying, Paula. The rest of us. Paying for centuries of intolerance.
Oh, Bill.
Look out there. Through the bars. The night sky. Pinpoints of light. The Empire. Doomed.
Oh, Bill. Bill, don't.
I was just thinking. I came to Earth to prove a theory that man started here. That once in prehistoric times, Earth was the only populated world of the galaxy. It's funny. Now it will be that way again. Man living only on Earth. He'll forget the science, the machinery of the Empire. He'll forget the stars. There will be only Earth, alone in the universe. A pebble in the sky.
Dimension X is transcribed each week by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with Street & Smith, publishers of the magazine Astounding Science Fiction. Today, Dimension X has presented Pebble in the Sky, dramatized for radio by Ernest Canoy. Featured in the cast were Santos Ortega as Avedon and Susan Douglas as Pola. Your host was Norman Rose, music by Bert Berman. Dimension X is produced by William Welch and directed by Edward King. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Dimension X, on Tuned to Yesterday from June 17th, 1951 on NBC. That brings to a close this hour of science fiction on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from the golden age of radio. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeBeaunier. Thanks for listening.